Nikolai Carpathia slid from under his blankets and sat on the edge of his bed, with his head in his hands. Bucharest was normally quiet at dawn, but now he heard sirens and car horns and alarms. He moved to the window and pulled back the drapes to reveal the mix of pastels emerging from the eastern horizon. Such a beautiful day for so much racket. But there was as much noise in Nikolai's mind as in his ears. It tormented him, this mix of terrible screams and maniacal laughter driving him to his knees before the window. He hung his head and lifted his arms.
"Speak to me, spirit," he pleaded. "Tell me."
"Our enemies have been rescued,"
came the haunted, rasping, echoing voice.
"Saved, snatched from our grasp. But all is not lost. Those who remain are ours, and we are in the vast majority. Your time has come."
"I will do your bidding, master. But what has happened? Tell me more."
"Obey."
"I am at your service."
Nikolai struggled to his feet, his face wet with tears. Phones were ringing all over the house. He reached for the intercom.
"Gabriella,"
he barked.
"Who is answering the phones?"
Another maid's voice came back, shaken.
"I am trying. Gabriella is missing. Her uniform is on the floor. Turn on your TV."
The woman clicked off. Nikolai grabbed the remote and flipped through 100 channels, all reporting the same news. The greatest catastrophe in history had claimed hundreds of millions around the globe. People had disappeared in an instant, leaving everything material behind. Nikolai felt his lip curling into a snarl. Had he been duped? Was this, then, what he was to inherit? A world decimated by chaos and tragedy? All the kingdoms of the world were to be his, and this was the shape they were in? Nikolai was again driven to the floor, this time from a blow to the back of his neck, just above his spine. As he teetered on all fours, the spirit again communicated to his soul.
"Do you not see how we can use this to our advantage? Our enemies have retreated, separated themselves from the battleground. Remain on the offensive. This tragic day can be laid at the feet of the enemy. Those who believe this was an act of God will hate him for it. The terrified, the suffering, the needy, the war-weary will look for a man of peace, of compassion, of understanding, of hope. Are you that man? Can you accomplish that task?"
"I am that man."
"Rise and obey."